Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
What a day. We hit new all-time highs on the Dow and the S&P 500, but it felt weak. The market gave most of it back by the close.
Exactly. It was a mixed finish. You see those headline record numbers, but when you look under the hood, the breadth was negative. Decliners were outpacing advancers by almost 3-2. That's not a healthy sign.
Not at all. It tells you the rally was narrow, and we know exactly who was doing the heavy lifting. United Health was an absolute monster today, up over 12%.
That was all thanks to the news that Berkshire Hathaway picked up over 5 million shares, a $1.6 billion vote of confidence. That single stock basically carried the Dow and made healthcare the top-performing sector for the day and the week.
It's a huge move. But you know, it's funny. While that news-driven pop was happening, some of the shorter-term quantitative models were actually flashing rotation away from healthcare. It just shows the difference between a one-day catalyst and the broader money flow.
That's a great point. It wasn't just healthcare, though. Communication services held up pretty well, thanks to Alphabet and Meta showing some leadership on an otherwise rough day for megacaps.
Right, but the real story, the one that dragged the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 down, was the absolute wreck in the semiconductor space.
Let's get right into it. The villain of the day was Applied Materials, or AMAT. The stock got hammered, down over 14%, and it took the whole chip sector with it.
And this is so important for traders to understand. AMAT actually beat on earnings and revenue for the quarter. This wasn't about past performance. The entire sell-off was because of their guidance for next quarter.
Their forecast was weak, citing slowing business in China and issues with export licenses. But you flagged something even more concerning in their commentary.
I did. For the first time, management described demand from their leading-edge customers as uneven. They said companies are hesitant to make capital commitments. That is a major shift in tone. For months, the story has been a steady ramp into 2025 driven by AI. This comment throws cold water on that narrative.
And that's why you saw the contagion. NVIDIA, Lam Research, KLAC, they all got hit hard. The entire semiconductor index dropped over 2%. This AMAT news creates a huge cloud over the whole group heading into next week.
It really does. And it adds a layer of anxiety to a market that's already a bit on edge about inflation. We saw the odds of a September rate cut dip slightly today. It's down from 92% to about 85%. Not a huge drop, but it's the direction that matters.
Chicago Fed President Goolsbee was also out saying they shouldn't overreact to 1 month of data, which tells me they're still in wait-and-see mode. But the drop in consumer sentiment today, driven by inflation fears, shows that it's top of mind for everyone.
So with all this chop and sector rotation, let's talk tactics. Are there any names that are actually breaking out and showing strength?
There are. Let's look at some continuation plays. The names that are already working. Ascendis Pharma, ticker ASND, stands out. It's showing a big volume spike and some very bullish price action.
I like that setup. It's pushing up toward that $200 psychological level. A break above 198 could see a quick move higher. Another one is Equinix, EQIX, a data center name that closed right near its highs with a surge in buying volume. That looks ready to test resistance around 790.
Okay, so those are the continuations. What about anticipation setups? The stocks that are coiling, getting ready for a potential move?
This is where it gets interesting. I'm watching Apple, AAPL. It hasn't broken out yet, but it's building a nice base with solid volume right below a key resistance level at $233. A clean break above that could bring in a flood of momentum traders.
And in that strong healthcare space, anything besides the obvious UNH move?
Absolutely. Keep an eye on Regeneron, REGN. It's been grinding higher, making a series of consistent higher lows. It looks poised to test the $580 level. It's a much cleaner, more constructive chart than a lot of what's out there right now.
Got it. So let's wrap this up. We're at all-time highs, but the market's internals are showing cracks. The semiconductor story, which has been a pillar of this rally, just took a major hit. What's the key takeaway for traders heading into Monday?
It's simple. Know your levels. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, that key support is around 640. For the NASDAQ's QQQ, it's 575. If we lose those levels, this weakness could accelerate. Until then, the play is to be selective. Focus on the names showing true relative strength, like the ones we discussed. Don't fight the trend, but be very aware of the cracks forming just beneath the surface.
Excellent advice. Be nimble, be selective, and watch those levels. That's all the time we have. Good luck and trade safe, everyone.